I got to Ayin Hey and Rebbe's the last line, last few words of Davar Acher.
Yeah.
Is that good for everybody else? It's good for you, the last? Okay, so Chazar, I guess. So I guess I'll just pick up from that last line on Ayin Hey and Rebbe's. Davar Acher, the Gemara was making a drasha of what the words Lechem Abirim Achal Ish means. So Gemara suggests maybe it means as follows. Zev, Yoshua. This is a reference to Yoshua. Sheyara lo man, connected Kol Yisrael, that he had man given to him, corresponding to entire Klal Yisrael. So Rashi explains what went on. What do you got man? Everyone got man. Rashi says that Yeshua sha'ala Moshe ad tchumeh ha'har. Yeshua went up to the mountain Har Sinai, that is, until the boundaries of the Har. Shneimar vayikom Moshe of Yeshua misharso his servant vayam Moshe al Har Sinai. V'himtin lo Yeshua sham kol arbam yom. Yeshua waited from the bottom of the mountain, it seems, for Moshe. Shneimar vayishma Yeshua es kol ha'am b'ra. Yeshua heard the voice. We didn't hear the voice. Wasn't he in the am? No, he wasn't part of the am. Laman Yeshua haya imahem. He wasn't with them. V'sham haya yori laman kineged kol Yisrael. So where Yeshua was, he was receiving man on his own. Kineged kol Yisrael was also away from him. So, what's the connection here, though? So the pasuk says, "Ksiv hacha." Gemara says, "Ksiv hacha ish." It says here, "Ish." This is the pasuk of Ish Hamudas, right? Lechem Abirim Achal Ish. And then it says, "Ksiv hasam kachcha es Yeshua ben Nun ish asher ruach bo." So we see Yeshua ish. So that means Yeshua, who is ish, was the one receiving lechem abirim. Lechem abirim is a reference to the man. This pasuk refers to Yeshua. So Gemara says, "Aim of Moshe." Maybe this pasuk really refers to Moshe. Moshe the man. Moshe was also called Ish. Dichziv ha'ish Moshe anav me'od. He was a big anav. He was called Ish. So why don't we say it's Moshe? Says the Gemara, "Dunin Ish me'ish ve'ain dunin Ish me'vaha Ish." It's slightly different. The extra vav and hey v'ha Ish is different than Ish. That's why we say it's Yeshua, not Moshe. Gemara now goes on. We've been discussing things about man. Gemara goes on to continue conversations about the man. So Shalu Tamidav es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai mipnei matlo yara lehem Yisrael. They asked Shimon Yochai, why didn't they have why didn't they get it one time a year? One time a year, here's the food, it's stored away, and that's it. So Amar lehem em shalachem lechem mashal. I'll give you a mashal. Ma'adavar doma lemelech baser v'dam sheish lo ben echad. He has one son, the king. Pasuk lo mizanos pam achas b'shana. He says, oh, here's your money for the year. He doesn't go visit his father. He comes once a year to get his money, and that's it. He sees him once a year. So what does he do? Amud, the king gets up, and the pasuk mizanosa b'chol yom. He says, you want to get money? Come to here every single day. I give you your allowance every single day. This way the son sees the father every single day. So af Yisrael, mishi yesh la arba v'chamisha banim, hayadog v'omer shem al yard man l'machar, v'nimtsu chula meisim b'rav. So, the Yisrael, they have, let's say, four or five sons. The family has four or five sons. And they're concerned. Maybe man's not going to fall tomorrow. We have no leftovers. What's going to be? So they get very nervous. V'nimtzu chulan meisim b'rav. And everybody's going to die in famine. Nimtzu chulan mechabnes libam la'avim shemeshamayim. They all have a kavan. They all daven to Hashem. They're all mechabel p'nei Hashem every single day, davening, asking for food. So that's the mashal. That's why, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given them man to last for the entire year. We want them to daven each day for more mizonos. So according to this, they have the discussion of whether or not a person is allowed to have life insurance. Life insurance, a person dies, and the spouse or whoever is going to be collecting the money will get the money. Isn't that a lack of bitachon based on this gemara? We should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't going to provide. Okay, we have today, maybe not tomorrow, but tomorrow HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring food. So the big discussion in the post game, Moshe Pasund is not a problem. It's not a chisaron and bitachon if a person has life insurance. I think I would serve of Yaakov Kamenetsky had life insurance himself. And he did all the actuarial calculations until the end, until he thought he was whatever age it was. He thought it didn't make any more sense. What he was worth versus what he was paying wasn't worth it, so he stopped paying life insurance at that point. But before then, he did have life insurance. So sometimes you have to be very practical about things. Yes, you're supposed to have bitachon. You have to know the proper balance. So this is one of the sources they point to for this discussion. Gemara says, Davar Acher, there's an alternative explanation of what the response was, why man wasn't given just once a year, was given every single day. Gemara says, Davar Acher, Shehayu Ochlin Oso Kishucham. This way they could have it nice and fresh and warm. Not that it would go bad if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, but it wouldn't be hot. or davar acher mipnei masay hadarach, or because they have to start carrying it. That's a lot of food to carry for a family, a year's worth of food. That's very hard to carry. So this way, to make things easier, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought it to them every single day. So three different answers. What's most interesting to me is the one that's hot. Is that the biggest deal that's not hot? Yeah, it's almost like hot food, but if it was room temperature, it was the desert, it probably wasn't too cold. So that's an interesting one. The last two seem to be more just I'm not sure luxury, but
yeah, it says that, I'm sorry that the ham is only for those that tzaddikim that they already had it ready and he came already ready to be made. Because uh-huh. Remember yesterday we learned that for those tzaddikim is it lechem. Then for the other ones they had to bake it, they had to grind it. So when it says cham, is it referring to the tzaddikim?
But I would assume, let's say he gave once a year. I would assume even for the tzaddikim, it would be ready made. It would be prepared for them already.
But it wouldn't be fresh anymore.
So it wouldn't be fresh. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made that the man stays fresh.
100%.
Okay. Interesting answers. The Gemara continues and says, "Chvar haya Rabbi Tarfon, ready was Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shmuel, the Zakenim, Yoshvin of Oskin be Parshas Man." They're once sitting down, being Osek in the Parsha of Man. So we don't have sugas like that. We do other sugas, but just imagine like sitting down and just learning Parsha together. So they were sitting down learning Parsha. By Rabbi Elazar Hamodai Yoshe Benem, he was sitting amongst them. Nana Rabbi Elazar Hamodai, he responded and said as follows: "Vamar man sheyared lehen liYisrael, haya gavoa shishim amma." The man that fell was 60 amos high. So Amar lo Rabbi Tarfon Madai, and Masayata Megavev Dvarm, who may be alenu. When are you going to stop bringing us all these wild pshatim amongst us? So Amar lo Rabbi, come on, Mikra Ani Darish. I have a pasuk. I'm being Darish a pasuk. I'm not making anything crazy. I'll bring you the raya. What's the raya? Pasuk Noach says, Chamesh Asre Amma Milmala, Gavru Hamayim. The water of the Mabul went 15 amos, Vayichasu Heharim. And it covered the mountains. V'chi chamesh esrei ama be'emek, chamesh esrei beharim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean it was 15 amos covering the mountain? So does that mean it was 15 amos to the mountain and 15 amos to the valley? V'chi maya shura shurikaimi, does the water rest in walls? So it's 15 amos across the board. Why is it emphasizing 15 amos above the mountain? If it's 15 amos deep, so it's, of course, above all lands, not necessarily the mountains. So it can't be 15 amos dafka on top of the mountain and 15 amos dafka on top of the valleys. The ode, furthermore, teva hechisagi. You're going to say that it was, the water was like hills. It was like up and down, 15 amos all over all the terrain, the water going up and down. How in the world would a teva ever get up to the top of the mountain, where the water is on top of the mountain? So it must be, of course, that the water was flat, like the way we see water now. So what does the pasuk mean? It was 15 amos deep and above the mountains. Elo nifku kol mayanos tehom. So all the water, the chambers above of all the rainwater opened up. And ratom rabba ad ashu maya bahadetur, until the water reached the tips of the mountains. V'hadar chamesh esra amos milamal. Then it went up an additional 15 amos above the top of the mountains. That's what it's saying. Gavru Hamayim. So we see that the water was 15 amos above all the land. V'chi eza midam ruba, which is greater, midatova, or midapranios. Which one has a greater measure? So havi amar midatova. Midatova is always greater than that of the midarab, maybe that's peranios. The midas peranios hu omer v'arubos hashemayim niftachu. It says, and the arubos, the windows of the sky were open. The Mida Tova who Omer Vayitzav Shechokim Mimal V'dal Shemaim Pesach V'yamter Alem Mon Lechol V'dagon Shemaim Nasan Lamo. So the pasuk says they opened up the doors and the Pesach, and then the Mon came down from Shemaim. So what's the drasha? Kama Rubos Yesh B'dalis. How many windows are there in a door? Arba. And they were, well, I'm not sure why there are four windows in a door. I guess they had that four like paneled window in the door. Is that the point, what it's saying?
Stam delet godel hu ke godel arba arubot. Arba arubot lechol delet.
It's the size of four windows. Okay. And the pasuk says, dal se, two doors. So, arba harekan shmona. So now there are eight windows. So, v'nimtza man shiar lehem liYisrael gavo shishim ama. So why? So we have eight windows now. And in the regards to the Mabul, it had Arubos, which are just two in those. So it has to be four times the Mida of the Mabul. So the Mabul is 15 Amos above the ground. 15 times the 4 gives us 60. So Mida Tova of the Man was great. What?
What is Arubos?
Windows.
Windows and doors?
Yeah.
What the connection between the...
No, the, you know those like this, something like this,
panel,
no?
Like a panel.
Panels.
Window pane in the door.
Okay, so what's...
So the pasuk says, by in regards to the Noach, the Mabul, the water came out from Arubos, two windows.
Arubos to Shemaim.
Right. Okay. When it came, so two windows. When it came to the Man, the pasuk says it came out of Dalse, out of doors. So the Gemara says doors have four panels. Two doors are eight panels. Eight is four times two.
These panels?
The window.
Panels is the, like...
Each window, but you know, like a French, those French doors?
I know Thailand door.
I'm not sure what Thailand door. Well, this is a panel. That window is a panel.
Okay.
So some doors have four panels.
And usually doors have panels.
Apparently, the Gemara felt that way.
Yeah, the classic ones. You know, they have those squares.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like I have in my door.
Right.
So so either way, so it comes to the Man had four times the windows as that of the Mabul, so it must be that the measure of the Mida of the Man was four times as large as the measure of the Mabul. The Mabul was 15 Amos above ground. This must be four times, that's 60 Amos above ground. And that's how Rabbi Lazar Hamodai knew this din of 16 Amos. Pretty tall Man. So Tanya, the Gemara now quotes a Braisa, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Man Shirad Lehem Li Yisrael, Hayam Misgaber Ve'ola Ad Sharon Oso Kol Malchei Mizachu Marav. It got so big, so high, until all the kings from the east and the kings from the west were able to see the Man. Shinemar Vataroch Lefonai Shulchan Neged Tzarai Kosi Rivaya. So, how does this Pasuk teach us that? Let's see. So this pasuk apparently, Marasha says, was said by the Ochle Haman. The ones who ate the Man said this pasuk. Okay. That's one of the reasons why we say it in Shalashur. It's exactly that. The three meals we have correspond to the Man. And then... So somehow Neged Tzarai... Tzarehim is referring to the enemy, right? Tzar is an enemy. So there was it was placed on the table, Neged Tzarai, I mean Neged, in position where the enemies were able to see it. Okay? Then the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Shma Amina Kisei de David le'alma. In the future, the throne of David, de'asi, l'alma de'asi, me masin ve'esrin ve'chad Lugamachzik. He's going to be able to hold 221 lug, a large volume. Shinemar kosi rivaya, rivaya, my kosi rivaya, rivaya begematria hachihava. Rivaya ratio is 200 plus the others is 221. That's how much the kosi, my kosi is going to be able to hold rivaya, 221 lug. Hachihava. Achihaba, okay, fine. Halo damya hasam. Halo damya. So what's the question here?
Gemara chozeret achshav lechesbono shel Rabbi Elazar ha-modiya shelamad megovam shel mei mabul shehaman higia legova shel 60 ama umakshe and ask. Halo damya. Hare en yiridat haman dome leyidat mei mabul.
We're going back to Rabbi Elazar ha-modiya now, asking him, how does he make a connection of the Mabul to the Man? Doesn't make sense. Halo Damya. Hasan Barbam Yom, there, took 40 days for the water to build up 15 Amos. Here's one moment the Man fell.
Right.
So you can't compare one. It should be, you know, 1 times 40. Divide that by 40. So really it was 15 divided by 40 is how many Amos? Let's just do it quickly. Let's say half an Amo a day, just to make things easier. Half an Amo a day. So you should also do 60 divided by 4. No, by 40 it should be 1.5 amos. So it should only be 1.5 amos. That should be the measurement, not 60 amos. So hachi chada shaita. So hasan words is l'chuyama hachal Yisrael l'chudei. There was for everybody, for the entire world. Here was for Klal Yisrael. So the measurement should be also on a much lower scale, even less than the 1.5 amos I just did. But nafesh le'tuva.
In those days, there were much less people anyway.
There are less people than Klai Yisrael, you're saying?
No, in the world.
Right, I'm saying in the world. And
probably the amount of people were in the world by the time of Noah, it was the same amount of people that Bnei Yisrael was with Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Interesting point.
Or whatever. Maybe not.
Good point. Okay. Yeah. So Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Modai, psicha, psicha gamar. It was a gzera shava that he really learned. It wasn't really a connection, a drush of logic. It was just simply a gzera sakasav. It says, arubo sir, it says, dal se shemaim pesach here. So somehow through psicha, psicha, it says pesach in both cases, it's simply a gzera shava.
Here, I'm sorry. Here it goes by the shetach. Shetach, machane Yisrael haya shalosh parsot al shalosh parsot, the shetach. Zehu pachot me harbe me one of 960 mishetach haolam kulo.
I missed that point. That he's saying the numbers.
The,
your point
the,
here.
How do you call the
surface area?
The surface the area of the Machane Israel was like 1/960th of the surface of the world.
It wasn't referring to people. It was referring to the land. Okay.
To the land, which.
Okay, so at the end of the day, the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar was simply making a gzersha psicha psicha, and even though logically it may not make sense, it doesn't fit in, it wasn't a really math calculation, it was really just a gzersha, but that's how he came to his drasha. Gemara now returns to the discussion of Yom Kippur, the Issurim of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Osir Be'achila. So, Hani Chamisha Inuim Kenegin Mi. So these five Inuim, what do they correspond to? What's the source of these five different inuim? How do you know the five different inuim are aser? So Amrav Chista Kineged Chamisha inuim Shabbatorah, because it says inuim, Lashon inuim, five different times. It says Uve Esor. We only have the first word of the Pesukim, but each of these have the word inuim within them. Right, exactly. Then it says Ach Besor, which says in it Inisimus Nafsho Sechem. Then it says Shabbat Shabbason, which says Inisimus Nafsho Sechem. And Shabbat Shabbason yet another time, Vayisalachem. So five different psukim that have the word inur. Hani Chamisha Havi, Vanan Shisha Tanan. The problem is, our Gemara, the Pasuk, the Torah only found five sources. Our Misha says six. What are the six? We have Achila, Shasir, Rechitza, Sicha, Tashas, Mita, Nilas, Sandal. Those are six. So we're missing a sixth source. So Gemara says, no. Shasia, Bechla, Achila, Hi. Drinking is included in Achila. It's under the same rubric. How do you know drinking is included within Achila? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'chaltil f'nei Hashem l'okecha, you'll eat in front of Hashem, Masar, Meiser, V'goncha, Tirosh, V'itzarcha. So what are these things? So Tirosh, Chamrahu, Tirosh is wine. It says, Achalta, wine, you eat wine? V'karle, Achalta, doesn't make sense. So you eat wine, you drink wine. So we see from here that you, even when it says eating also includes drinking. It says eating, but you're really including drinking of wine. Why says Bimai, how do you know that's not such a proof? Dilma dachila al yidei anigron. Maybe you're eating it through a nigron, which Mar explains the Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel in nigron maya de silka, a sigron maya de chula shilka. So a nigron is water that comes from a particular type of vegetable. What are tardin, radishes maybe?
Beets,
okay. And achsigron is water that comes from all other vegetables. So maybe the case was where you ate it on like some type of soup. It was vegetable soup, it was a little thicker, where you were able to eat it, and you weren't just drinking it from a cup. So it's not a raya. So tiroshka doesn't have to mean wine. It could mean wine that's mixed together with vegetables of some sort, where it's kind of eating. So it's not a raya. So el amr v'acha bar Yaakov mehacha. From here, I'll bring your proof. V'nasata kesef v'chol asher tava nafshecha, v'bakar v'tzon, uv'yayin v'sheichar. So I'm going to give the money. You do whatever you please with the money. You buy a cow, you buy cattle, sheep, wine, beer. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara continues to say, at the end, the Gemara doesn't quote it, but it says, v'achalta sham lefnei Hashem. I think it's referring to Ma'aser Sheni, right? The Ma'aser Sheni, when Ma'aser Sheni, the halacha was, those years, right, you take the money, and you, if you can't bring the fruit, you could just po down the money, bring the money to your shalim, and buy whatever you want, and eat it in your shalim. So it says, one of the options of things you could buy, one of the examples given is wine, but the Pasuk says, v'achalta, at the end, you eat the wine. So how could that be? So, Sheikha Shisihu, Kari Rahman of Achalta. So we see you can use the word eating when it comes to things that are drunk. How do you know such a raya here? The Dilma Hachinami Dachle Ayida Nigron. Maybe this too is being eaten Ayida Nigron, where you're taking the liquid, mixing it with some type of food, where it ends up being an actual eating, not drinking. Because once it's Lashon Sheikhar, Midi the Meshaker, only something that you get drunk from. If you eat it Ayida Nigron, you're not going to get drunk. Only if you drink beer will you get drunk. If you mix beer, apparently, with other foods, it won't be as alcoholic and won't get you drunk. From the Lashon of Sheikhar, must be talking about something that you're drinking, and yet it uses the Lashon of Achila. So we see from here, Achila can be interchanged with drinking.
In the other pasuk, it says Tirosh Chai, didn't say Sheikhar.
Exactly. So Gemara says, Vidilma Devela Kilos, maybe it's Devela Kilos, a date cake, or a fig cake rather, where you can get drunk from eating something. It's possible to get drunk after eating something. Ditani, the Brisa says, if you eat this fig cake, drink the honey of it, the chalav, and you enter the base of Mikdash. The din is that your chayiv misa, and Rashi quotes the pasuk, Malchus, chayiv misa, I think.
That's what Rav Artscroll says.
Oh, because it's not actual wine. Okay, it's machlokas. Okay. This is passing. That's machlokas of Yehuda. Why does it say that way? Okay, either way.
It says 11 the Torah. It says, Yem Yishach al Tishtay.
There's a chiyah.
Al Tisht.
A shesui yayin, someone who's drunk, who enters the base of Mikdash, is chay misa. Yeah. So machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim, whether it applies only to drinking wine or even other things that are alcoholic and will get a person drunk. So this goes with the opinion of, I guess, the Chachamim, who say that only drinking wine is chimisa, everything else is a lot. So either way, you see, one of the examples that get you drunk, and your chayiv, some punishment for entering the Beis HaMikdash, is eating dveil kilos. So we see you can eat something and get drunk from it. So it's still possible when the pasuk used the word sheikhar, it was talking about when you ate beer mixed together with other things, that you were actually eating the beer, if you will. And you're eating it, and it's still possible to get drunk. So we still have no raya that eating could be used for something that you drink. So Ella Gemara says, Yolof Sheikhar Minazir, Malahalan Yayin, Afkan Yayin. Now we use a Gezer Shava. The word Sheikhar here in the Pasuk above, that we use the word Achila, we have a Gezer Shava to Sheikhar in regards to Nazir. So just like in regards to Nazir, the use of the word Sheikhar is referring to a liquid, so to the word of Sheikhar here, by Maisa Sheni, is referring to a liquid, yet still uses the word Achila to teach us that Achila can be used, Achila Bechal, Shasir rather is Bechal, Achila. Okay, the interesting Tosos here.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No.
No, what I don't understand is basically when we're doing the Limud on Ve'initem,
mm-hmm.
We're not trying to learn from the pasuk if it's achila. It's just saying there's five in item. So the fact that the Torah includes it, it doesn't. Well, I guess it could be said that yes, that it's all one.
Yeah, we need to know a derisive source that achil and shasir can be lumped together. You're right. Each inuit doesn't tell us which is which, but there are five inuim.
Right.
Five. Figure out which inuit is talking about.
So whatever inuit in the derisive should be matching with something that's
right.
All one.
That's exactly. So interesting toast. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I won't even read anyway, actually, but I'll just tell you what it says. If you want to find the right line here, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines, 7 narrow lines down. He talks about the Isser of Shesuya Yayin, and he says, Gnai hu lichane shikr lifnim. It's a gnai, de'afilu lifne melech basar v'dam, einosin kein, kol shken lifne melech malachim lochim hakadosh baruch hu. So when you enter into, go visit the king, the president, the head of state, so you're not going to walk in drunk. It's disrespectful. It's disgraceful. So that's why you shouldn't drink. There's Isser to go become drunk while entering the base of Mikdash. You look at another Tosos, I don't remember if it's in, it might be in Shavuos, I don't remember exactly where it is. He says the reason why it's Isser to drink when you're going to base of Mikdash is because you might make a mistake. You're going in to do the Havoda, so you have to be very careful. You have to do the Shechita properly, you have to do the Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrik, and everything else. So it's simply, for practical reasons, you might make a mistake. Machlokas Tosos, what's the Tam Hadavar? So in Ramban al-Torah, we talks about Nadav Navihu, when they had died, because they were drunk, the Pesukim of the Isser of drinking comes right after they died. And one of the reasons they died, according to the Medrash, is that because they were entered in while being drunk. Ramban says they're both true, actually.
Reasons.
Right, there are a lot of reasons, right.
Yeah.
So we saw Tosu quoted a bunch of them actually a little while ago. Tosu and Yuma. So the Ramban says both of them are true. He says both dinim. It's the reasons because you're going to walk in disgraceful, disrespectful. Number two is you might make a mistake. Okay, and I'll just say one more thing, that after the Pesukim quote that there's an Isser to enter the base of Mikdash while being drunk, then the Pasuk says also there's an Isser deraisa to give a Psak Halacha Lahoros, Asr to give a Psak Halacha while being drunk. The Gemara a few times in Beta says that on Yom Tov, if someone asked the Rav Ashayla, he wouldn't answer because he drank a little bit. He wouldn't answer, come to me tomorrow when I'm sober, I'll answer the question. So here too also, you could say the same reason. What's the reason why it's Asr to Pasuk when you're drunk? Pashas is because you might make a mistake. That's Pashas, you might make, and that connects well to the other Tosas and Shavuos because you might make a mistake in the Avodah, you might make a mistake. But according to Tosas here, where the issue is you're going to walk in disrespectful, so what's the connection of being drunk, walking disrespectful to giving up Psak Halacha? So I think the idea is when you're engaged in learning, when it comes to giving a Psak Halacha in particular, it's not simply just a Psak Halacha. It's engaging, it's in Torah Hashem, it's some connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be in a respectful position and demeanor when giving the Psak Halacha as well. Even though there might not be practical reasons that you might make a mistake, still it has to be done in a respectful way. Okay, let's continue now. The Gemara says, two lines down, V'tirosh chamrahu. Is it really true that we said before the assumption, we never challenged this until now, but tirosh really means wine? Is that true? V'hatane, doesn't the Braisa teach us, hanodir min hatirosh, person says, I'm making a neder, I can't have any tirosh. Asr b'chol minei mesika, he can't have anything sweet. Umotir b'yayin, he's allowed to have wine. So we see tirosh is everything but yayin. And Gemara says, what do you mean? V'lav chamerhu, is it not wine? It has to be wine, because we have another source, v'haksiv, the pasuk says, v'tirosh yinovev besulos. The wine is going to, I guess, loosen up a besula.
Right,
to lighten her up, to, you know, she's nervous. So, davar haba mina tirosh, you know, v'besulos. Something that comes from tirosh is going to loosen up a besula. So the Gemara is, there's an answer now. Let's see. Hold on. So I think this is furthermore, something that comes from tirosh is going to loosen up, meaning wine that comes from grapes. So we see here tirosh does refer to wine. So then the Gemara says v'haksiv. Then we have another pasuk that tells us v'tirosh yikavecha yifrotsu. So Rashi is the yikov means the bore, the pit that was in front of the gas. The gas is the wine press, and the pit was below that, which caught all the wine, all the grape juice that came out of it. So Pazik says again, v'tirosh yikavcha yifrotu. The tirosh is going to go in your pit, in the bore where all the wine would collect. So we see further that tirosh refers to the wine. Davar b'amina tirosh yikavcha yifrotu. V'haksiv, doesn't the Pazik also say znus? V'yayin v'tirosh yikach lev. Here the word yayin v'tirosh is used separately. Sounds like clear.
It's not.
So a different psukim, different brayos that seem to go different directions. So Elul Gemara concludes as follows. The chuli alma tirosh chamru. Everybody agrees that tirosh really means wine. U'b'nedarim halach achar lashem b'nei adam. This is always the answer that gets out of every question of nedarim. Nedarim follows lashem b'nei adam, the way people talk. So even though midaraisa, tirosh, and yayin mean the same thing, people talk as wine and tirosh being different things. So since people talk that way, when a person says tirosh, she means, I guess, food. He doesn't mean wine. Tirosh is anything but wine. That's in the common language. U'vamai karle yayin, v'amai karle tirosh. So why do we have two different words for the same thing? So Gemara says, Yayin shemevi yilala liyalam. It brings yilala. What does yilala mean? So Rashi says, shemevi yilala ayidei hayayin rav haniyif. Adultery comes from wine. Upranos ba liyalam, and bad things come to the world. Yayin lashon ta'aneha viyilaleha. So what is that? What do those words mean? Yilala? Yilala means
yilala
like...
Wailing.
Wailing? Yeah, okay. So wailing, crying.
Crying.
Okay. So, that's why it's called yayin. So I'm not sure how we get from the word yayin to yilala. I'm not sure how that those words connect.
It says yayin is cognate with ta'aniyah. Yes?
Uh-huh.
Which is in Echa.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I guess the pasuk in Echa tells us yayin is connected to crying. So somehow yayin, usually yayin is something, a thing of use for simcha. But here it brings yilala, it brings crying.
Right, I think it's more shashikrut. Maybe lidei aniut, it says in Marsha. So meaning not meaning a lot of yain when you get drunk, not if you have a little cup.
I just don't see why how the word yain gets to yilala as opposed to tirash. We're saying the same two words used for the same thing. So I thought the idea was that yain has a certain definition. So I'm not sure why yain is being defined as yilala.
It's not a grammatical explanation, but it's overindulgence in wine that basically leads to sin, and that leads to punishment, and that leads to wailing.
But I'm saying if tirosh means yain also, tirosh would also.
Why
not? Yes. The Marsha apparently in Sanhedrin says yain is the same gematria as yalal.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Okay, so that's already... okay. And Baal Turim says the pasuk vayashas min hayayin vayashachar. The word hayayin is yalala. Okay, so yain and yalal, hayayin, yalala have the same gematria. Gemara continues and says, what about tirosh? Why is it called tirosh? Shekol ha misgarabo nase rash. Anybody who reprimands it becomes an ani. Becomes a... So, I thought misgarabo was to reprimand it. So anybody who drinks so much and doesn't have self-control is going to become...
Tirosh is tirash.
Right. Right. So
if you drink wine, you'll do stupid things, you'll lose your money, and then you'll be...
Uh-huh. Okay.
No, right. They get to it eventually.
Okay. So that's... Yain means yulala, and tirosh means tirash. So don't have too much wine. Wine is good in small amounts. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana, Rami. Rav Kahana asks the following question. Ksiv, one pasuk says... Tirosh, the Karinan Tirosh. It's written as Tirash and it's pronounced as Tirosh. So what's the Kriya Ksiv? What's the Drasha here?
No, it's Tirosh, but Karinan Tirosh with Vav.
Well, I'm saying it's written as Tirash. If you read it without vowels, I would have read the words Tirash.
Okay.
But you actually pronounce it as Tirosh. So what's Tirash versus Tirosh? What's the Kriya Ksiv, the way you write it, read it? What's the Drasha? So says the Gemara, Zocha Nasa Rosh. If you're Zocha and you drink it properly in the right of Shir, then you become Rosh, you become the head, it will get you to high places. But if, however, you are low Zocha, you're not Zocha, in other words, you probably drink too much of it, then Nasa Roshin, then you become poor. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk, Rami Ksiv asks another question. Ksiv Yismach, Rekrinan Yismach. So what's the difference of these two? Rashi says, Ksiv yismach b'shin, lashon shmama. Stam shin, without a dot, you don't have any dots in the Torah. You're shmach, shmama. But karinan yain yismach, lashon simcha. So it's written as shmama, sounds like it's written, seems like it's written as shmama, but it's really pronounced as simcha. So what's the drasha here? The zacha misamcha. If you're zocha and read it, drink in the right measurements, then you're going to bring a joy. Lo zacha mishamama, then it's going to destroy you if you don't drink it properly. V'hainu de'amar Rava chamav reichana pichim. This is what Rava would say. I love this line that wine and smell pichim makes you wiser. It's a very, very interesting thing. We have time for something interesting. We have some time for something interesting. I'll say it quickly. Okay, I'll say it now. Adar is coming very soon. So Adar, of course, is all about yain. There's seven mashkim throughout the different Yom Tovim throughout the year. They correspond to the Shiva mashkim. So, for example, Sukkot is connected Mayin, and Chanukah is connected Shemen, Pesach is connected Dam, Shavuot is connected Chalav. So Purim is connected yain, connected wine, because all the wine that we drink. So also the Bnei Yisrael writes that the different Yom Tovim, different months are corresponding to different parts of the body. He says that the wine, the Purim rather, Adar is connected the nose, connected the sense of smell. Question, what's the connection of the sense of smell and to the wine? So the Gemara here has is a connection. They both then make you smart. There's much more to say on that, very interesting things. But just to add further, Esther's Hadas. Hadassah, the Gemara says, she's Hadassah. Hadassah is the thing that smells. Mordechai, the Gemara in Chulin says, he is hinted at. The Gemara asks, Mordechai min haTorah minayin? The Gemara says, Mar Dror, Mar Jachya. The Targum are Mar Dror. One of the spices used in Shemen HaMishcha is Mar Dror, says the Targum Unklas, Mar Jachya. That's the Gemara in Chulin says is the source of Mordechai. Mordechai. He's also hinted as one of the spices. There's a very strong connection. And the things beyond them, very interesting things that connect to that as further. But I'll say one more interesting thing. Okay, I can't hold back because I love this stuff. So the Medrash says, the Beis Yosef brings a Medrash that says that, what's this minayin halal? How do you know halal? You're supposed to say halal in Rosh Chodesh. And where it says, because, the Medrash says, because it says halu 12 times, and we say haluka, and the Kohen Neshama Telaka haluka says halu 12 times. So that's connected halal each of the 12 months. So which month is for which halu? So I think the Kloizenberger Rebbe writes, I think it's him, he writes that the first one's connected Nisan, because that's the first of the month. So accordingly, the last one should be Adar, Kol HaNeshama. So it makes sense, Kol HaNeshama is doubled. We say it twice. Adar is doubled also. Right. Then the Gemara in Bracha says, what's the source? How do you know that you say the Bracha on a Reach? You know Bracha as well. How do you know the Bracha? You say Bracha when you smell something. Pasuk says, Ezu Kol HaNeshama Talal Kahaluka. Ezu hana shel neshama. Which hana does the neshama actually get hana from? Not from eating, from smelling something. So when the neshama gets a hana from the reach, he's supposed to say haluka, he's supposed to say a bracha. So we see that the kol neshama, which now corresponds to Adar, is also the source of saying a bracha on smell. We see a further connection of the smell to Adar and Purim. All these things come connected. There's still more to say, but that's from this line. So you see, what's the connection of wine and smell? So now hopefully we see that there's some connection through the avenue of Purim, we see there's a strong connection. Okay. Gemara says now, Rechitza v'sicha minal. How do you know, Dikre Inoy? How do you know that washing your body and rubbing oil on the body is considered an Inoy, or the lack of, not being able to do that is considered an affliction? The Pasuk says, Lechem chamudos lo achalti. I didn't eat any bread. Uvas v'yayin lo ba'el pi. And I didn't eat meat, or I didn't drink anything. V'such lo sachti. And I didn't do any sicha. So, my lechem chamudos lo achalti. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda bray de Rav Shmuel bar Shilas afilu nahama dechiti dechaiti lo achal. Even the bread of the wheat was dechaiti mean. Rashi says chitim naos v'nikios. Nice clean wheat. I didn't eat any of that food. So, okay, that's more of an aside point. But we see from here, though, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu talking, right? No, Daniel. Okay, so Daniel said, I didn't eat, I didn't drink, I didn't have any sicha. So we see he held back from sicha. Okay, but how do you know that, lost the line for a second, umunalan dechashiv kinoi, how do you know that this is considered inoi? So the fact that he didn't do it, how do you know he was going through pain by not doing this? Dechsiv vayome elai el al tira Daniel, kimin hayom harishon ashe nasate es libcha lahavinu lesanos lefnei okecha nishmu dvrecha vani vasi bidvrecha. So here, he says that he went through all this inoy, fasting and doing other things. So we see the lashon inoy is being used, and in describing what the inoy was, one of the things that was described was sach lo sachti. I didn't put any oil on my skin. So that's how we know that there was considered an inoy. Gemara says ashkechan sicha. Okay, you brought a very nice source from Daniel that sicha is considered an inoy. Rechitza minol. And how do we know rechitza is considered a inoy? Amar Rav Zutra, Rabbi Tuvia, Amar Kral. The pasuk says, "V'tavo k'mayim b'kirbo, u'chshemen ba'atzmosav." And the water is going to come inside me, and the oil on my bones. Okay, so this is a pasuk that's found in Tilim. Ve'ma k'shesia. So we see from here the connection of sicha, of putting the oil on the bones, is like washing the body. So the Gemara says, "How do you know this is referring to washing the body?" Ve'ma k'shesia. Maybe it's really drinking. They says tavo mayim b'kirbo. I'm putting water into my body. Sounds more like I'm drinking as opposed to washing myself. The Gemara says dumi d'shemen. It has to be compared to shemen. The second half of the pasuk, which compares shemen, ma shemen me'avrai, just like oil is on the outside, af mayim me'avrai. So too, water is on the outside. Okay. Then the Gemara says v'hatana. Doesn't the Braisa say ipcha kanasiv lei? The pasuk says the opposite. The time minayin l'sicha. How do you know that oil, rubbing oil, is like drinking? Even though there's no real proof, there seems to be a hint. Here we're taking the pasuk to mean that mayim b'kirbo really means drinking, and we're saying that just like drinking is aser on Yom Kippur, so too rubbing oil on your body is aser as well. So we said before that the mayim b'kirbo referred to rechitza. Now this Mishnah is telling us my Mikibro is referring to Shasia, so that goes against what we said above. So Ella,
it's not so good in Tilim. It's a klala in Tilim, this specific pasuk.
Oh yeah?
Big time. Shemen gets mutab, meaning that all this chataim will be kashemen, that, you know, shemen is thick, it's oily, you cannot get rid of it. So it's David, the melech, curse whoever, you know, is again. It's a big klalot.
Interesting to know the context. So the Gemara says, Ela amar Rav Ashi rechitza migufa dekra shmilei dechsev v'soch losachti. So we learn this from the pasuk itself that Daniel was saying. So Rashi says, Ela amar Rav Ashi rechitza migufa dekra de Daniel de gavi sicha nafkalan miribuya de lishan v'soch losachti umatil mechtav losachti. Why did you use lashan of soch losachti? Just say losachti. I didn't put any oil on my body. What do you mean, soch lo sachti? The double lashon tells me I didn't put oil on my body. I didn't wash my body either. That pasuk tells me that rechitza is also considered an inui. Now, interesting, this Mishnah quotes here that sicha is kishasia. Rubbing oil on the body is like drinking. So I'm not sure. It might be a toast made in that. You're not. Oh, should we wait on this toast for us? I see. The toast is lags here. Okay, I knew it was on the next staff. Okay, there's a fascinating tosos here, which talks about the issue of, could you use something treif for soap or shampoo or for moisturizer? Most moisturizers are soap made from animal fats. So if it's a treif animal, a lot of it's pig fat. Are you allowed to use it for soap and whatnot? So some say, I'm not sure what tosos discusses this, I'm not sure which direction he takes, we could look at it now. Some say, since sicha is kishasia, it's like drinking, based on this pasuk, just like you can't drink or you can't eat pig fat, so too you can't use pig fat as shampoo or as soap. Some use it as a raya. The Be'er Halacha already has a heter. There's definitely a chumr. If one's looking for chumr, there's definitely room to not use pig fats, and you could find organic soaps if you want. I'm sure at Trader Joe's they have them. Online they exist also. Not every soap has it, but almost all do have pig fat or some type of animal fat in them. So some, based on this, some say one can't have it. Let's see, should we do that tosis quickly on the next page to see it inside? We have 10 minutes. We could either go a few lines into the next staff.
No, we have 2 minutes.
We have 2 minutes. Oh, my clock's slow?
No, because today's 5 to today's Thursday.
Okay. So, Yurko, we could do the tosos, or we could continue on to the next page, or we could stop. Let's do the tosos. It's a fun tosos. We'll do the tosos quickly. The tosos Dibra Maska de Tanan. Is that the right one, I think? Yeah, I think so. So let's do this one quickly. Tanan, minayin l'sicha shehi kishasiya d'chsiv d'tavok mayim b'kirbo. How do you know? So we have a connection of sicha to shasiya. The perek Amar Rabbi Akiva b'Shabbos, Kamar Allah, Afa Pishain Rai Ladavar Zechadavar, Vitavo Kaman Bikibo. Vitema, the Perak Vinos Kusim, it says Gmar Nida, Maisi Brysa Detanya, Vlo Yuchalu as Kachib Nezer, all the rabble says Asach Kishosa. We have another source, the Gmar Nida tells us a different source, why Sikh is like Shasir. Vibais Ema, Mihachava Tavo Kaman Bikibo. Vahash Takasha Dmikara, Maisi Rai Midiraisa, Vahadar Maisi Rai Midire Kabbalah, Shainu Ela Zechadavar. It's very strange that the Gemara in Nida first brings a pasuk in the Torah that sicha is kishasiya, and then as an afterthought it brings a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah. So why are you adding a Divrei Kabbalah on top of a deraisa? Once you have a deraisa source, there's no need for a derabanan, the Divrei Kabbalah. But Yesh Lomar Tosa says the Hachi Kamar afilu lo haya lanu pasuk leesrim sicha deraisa. Even if, let's say, we didn't have a Torah source, havlan the misrei mederabanan mikra divitava, we could have brought a derabanan source based on the Divrei Kabbalah. Fine. Even when we brought the source in the beginning, it was only in Esmachta. Lav lahay drasha also, it's not really brought for this drasha. Ela chadadashinon beper kamat dezvachim kachim mechalim kachim vein chul mechalim kachim. Okay, side point. Now, is this the toast that I wanted, by the way? Oh yeah, we have to keep going. We'll go through this quickly to get to that line. Now let's jump now, actually. Let's jump down to, you see where the Gemara in Croesus is quoted? Daf Zayin Amud Aleph and Tosfos? It says, Maseches Croesus Beper Kama. Amrinan Kohen Shesach Shemen Shel Truma. A Kohen who uses Truma oil to rub on his skin. Ben Bitel Yisrael Misagabov Einu Choshesh. So Ben Bitel Yisrael, who is his granddaughter, who ended up his father, was a Yisrael. So even though he's a Yisrael, can use the leftovers of it, I think. V'yihaveh daraisa haya asa b'cholinim. M'derbanan mutter adam lasuch b'chelev d'la'ashchan d'asr sicha k'shasiyah ela b'yom ha'kipurim v'chuma u b'esr hana. So he says as follows: a person is allowed to use chalav, fats of a non-kosher animal, or even chalav of a kosher animal. You can use it because the only time you find an iser of sicha is in regards to three places: either regarding Yom Kippur, like we have a source, or Chuma, where there's a special source including sicha, or isri hana. But there's no iser hana by chalav. There's no iser hana by treif. So therefore, he says one's allowed to use fats of an animal for soap and moisturizer. Others argue, but this is one source that permits it. And then look at the last few lines of Tosfos. He had another hetter. He says, "Ubiyomak kipurim asu mishum tanug about mishum refua shari." If you're using it for a food purchase, there's also even on Yom Kippur there's a hetter to use chaylev. Only when it comes to tanug for enjoyment. But if you're using soap and moisturizer not for your enjoyment, but because you're uncomfortable for some type of refua, that's another hetter as well. So these are two hetterim brought down in Tosfos. The mice and most people are makil in regards to using animal fats.